Today we celebrate this first Saturday of the month of March, which is the only first Saturday that we shall have during this season of Lent. And so we give thanks to God for these blessings. And of course, as I've said before, these days the church wishes for us to do penance. And of course, one of the penances is the very long readings that I have to say or chant and that you have to listen to. And hopefully you are preparing yourselves before Mass. This coming Wednesday, I will have a class and I will teach people how to use this missal, because many people don't know where they are or what they're doing or what's going on. But anyway, today we celebrate this day, and it also is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, who is one of our patrons, definitely one of my patrons as a theologian and a philosopher. I have his relic right here, and there's a relic of his first class on the altar with which I will bless you after the benediction. But we have this first Saturday, a day dedicated to Our Lady, to her Immaculate Heart, to Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, which is our patroness. And so we give thanks to God and thanks to her for all her help and protection. Now, just as we see both in the first reading from Genesis, Esau and Jacob. Now, of course, they were fighting from the very beginning because they were twins. And one of them held the other one back in the womb so that he could come out first. And of course, that is something that you should know already from your reading of the Sacred Scripture. And in the Gospel, we have another two brothers. It's interesting how oftentimes we have siblings who hurt each other and betray each other. That happens all the time. And so, it's very sad. And of course, the one wanted to get his inheritance, and he took off, and he spent it with evil women, as the Gospel says, meretrices. Meretrix is a prostitute in Latin. Meretrix, don't let anybody call you that. Unless you are, of course, but I don't think there is anybody here who is a meretrix. There are different types of meretrices, by the way. Some of them in the faith, some of them in the flesh, some of them in the lack of fidelity, which we see every day. And then, of course, he went to a land where soon there was a famine. And he spent all his money wastefully. And we know this happens very often, even today. And then our Lord, this is a parable, but our Lord constructs it very, very deliberately. And he had nothing to do and nothing to eat, so they put him to feed the pigs. That is the most insulting, horrible thing that could ever happen to a Jew, to have to feed the pigs. They hated pigs. And so, and of course, it was forbidden to them. And the Maccabees, the brothers who died because they refused to eat pork. Of course, that law has been abrogated by Christ when he appeared to St. Peter. And he said, all this is over with. It's done and over with. But not then. And so he is humiliated to the very grounds on which he stood. And the pigs have more to eat than he did. So he returns home with his tail between his legs, and the father is out there looking for him, and because he never gave up on him. And of course, parents, both of us, spiritual parents and physical parents, we don't give up on our children. We pray and we pray and we pray, and we hope that they someday will return. And usually they do. But anyway, he was there waiting for him, and he was ready to greet him. And he put on a banquet for him. Now the other son, who was always faithful, as perhaps some people think they are, and of course that could be also the sin of pride, which is even greater than going with meretrices, believe it or not, Pride is the original sin of Satan, the original sin of Adam and Eve. And so he comes back and he says, what is going on? And the servants say, your brother has come back, and your father has killed the fatted calf and given a banquet for him and the father, and he refuses to go in. He's mad. Why is he being rewarded for his evil? And of course, he wasn't. He was rewarded for his humility in coming back. And so the father comes out and says, son, you're always with me. Everything that I have, everything that you see here is yours. But your brother was dead and he has come back to life. He was lost and is found. And so today we too need to pray for those brothers and sisters who are lost, that they may be found. And today we look to Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima to protect our shrine and parish. And of course, during Lent, God permits both me and our parish to be punished and tested and tempted in any way possible to destroy us. But we must stand firm and not give up, no matter what, no matter who. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.